Hey, what's up, friends? I'm Vince Del Monte, father, husband, and the OG of online fitness marketing. For more than a decade, I've been committed to helping skinny guys pack on muscle. And after building multiple seven-figure online fitness businesses, I've achieved freedom and financial security through mentorship, hard work, and my passion for fitness. And I want to help you do the same. Recently, I've built the best mastermind coaching program that exists for fitness professionals by giving you the shortest, no BS path to grow to 6, 7, and even 8 figures, regardless of your starting level. My coaching was designed to give you the skills, systems, and support to become an industry mover and shaker and build the business and life of your dreams. Yo, what's up, friends? Welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. I'm here with one of my best buddies in the world, Coach Corby, and we're going to be talking about how to handle a frustrated client. Woo! Oh, man.
Oh, man.
This is going to get good. A frustrated client. Are we talking about if the client doesn't get results or if the client doesn't get expectations met, a combination of both? Man, oh, man. You got any experience with this one, Coach Corby?
I have a little bit, yeah. You know, after all these years, yeah. I had some disgruntled clients. Usually, the first reason why I've experienced that their expectations haven't been met. That's been my overall experience a lot of times. And the second reason is because they think I promised something that when I was a kid, maybe I did promise it, and I wasn't able to deliver on the promise. So it's usually a combination of overpromise and under-delivering, or they thought they can get way more results than is actually possible with the program.
Ooh, man, we got to unpack that. We're going to have to come back to that. First of all, welcome everybody. We're digging in here. At the end of this episode, we're going to talk about our Las Vegas mastermind, so stay tuned. But yeah, let's have some fun with this one. I think you just said something really, really smart. So missed expectations. Pastor Stephen Furtick says, if someone doesn't understand your disappointment, it's because they don't understand your expectations, which comes back to communication. And I like to share real life examples, just kind of keep it real. People relate to hearing people say that, hey, man, we struggle with this too, as if like we've never experienced this, or else people aren't going to really take a lot of value from it. But I know when we had a couple people, you know, not renew, and I know they got great results. We know they got great results. So we're like trying to figure out, okay, wait a second, they got great results. Why are they not happy? Is exactly what you said. Because on the sales call, they were promised something different in the delivery. And that is what threw off their expectations, which created the disappointment. So it wasn't that they didn't renew because they didn't get results. It was because they were promised one thing and something else happened. And that was like a huge aha moment. Now that I got to build, now I need to build an SOP around what the sales reps are saying on the call, which is consistent with what actually happens in the onboarding. And we had, we talked about this the other day, a lot of people coming in, you know, a couple of maybe sales reps were communicating something that was interpreted as babysitting, something that was interpreted as handholding, something that was interpreted as us doing the work for them. And hey, in the sales guy's defense, sometimes people just hear what they want to hear. So you're never going to get this perfect, but we did have to listen to what they're saying. And we did find out that there was a disconnect, that this is a coaching program. We are going to show you what to do and how to do it. That's the job of a coach, to focus on your next step. And that's what created some disconnect and dissatisfaction. They thought that we are like their partners. And when we said things like personalize their program, like we are going to personalize their entire business, no, we're showing you how to implement our systems, our methods, to your personality, to your voice, to your values. That's what we mean by personalized. But we are teaching everybody our method of growing a high ticket coaching business.
100%. Like, I think when you look at it, it comes down to a couple of things. First of all, you need to manage the parameters of your promise so you can create predictable results. That's
talk
what happens
about that.
To people.
Yeah, we talk
well,
tell
because people just, they'll say anything to collect the money.
Right.
But they don't manage the parameters of their promises. They overpromise because they're not managing the parameters of what's realistic for this program to create for somebody. So it's like this, Vince, if you tell me you're the strongest man in the world, right? You tell me that. And then you go lift 1,000 pounds. I'm like, oh, he's the strongest man. That's what he should do. But if you said I'm pretty strong and I see you lift 1,000 pounds, now I'm impressed. So what happens is you have to leave room to impress people. So I always tell people, you don't need to overwhelm them. You just need to whelm them. And if you overwhelm them, they're excited.
That's freaking brilliant, man. I think that's worth the price of free for this podcast right here, right? Create room to impress people. And we're looking at how to do that better. I think in the name of a recession going on, the key is to keep people in your program, keep your recurring revenue high, focus on client results, client wins. And the way you do that is by keeping them satisfied. Satisfaction isn't just delivering results. It might be creating that buffer for, hey, let's not tell everybody that they also get this free and this free. Let's let them find out about that after they join 3 weeks in, 3 months in. That's going to keep people around. And I think a lot of us, what's the term? Like, we just kind of play every single one of our cards. It's like, I got no more cards to play. It's like, hey, keep a few cards back. Hold a couple cards. You don't have to use every single card to just make the sale. If your original promise is good and it's managed, that should be sufficient to get the sale.
I think so too. And I like the concept of playing every card, because if you play all your cards, you run out of cards eventually. So right? Then you have nothing left to play with, right? So I always say, if you keep a couple jokers back, a couple of aces in the hole, and then when you need them, you can activate them and show them that, oh, we got this additional feature, this additional thing. People say, wow, they're going to be amazed. But if you play all of that up front, and then something, even if one of the cards are missing, even though you got 51 of the 52 cards and it's an amazing game, this one card's missing. So you didn't keep all your promises.
That's great, man. That's really good. Let's shift to talking about just people expecting bigger results than are even realistic. You know, what do those conversations look like? You know, obviously we have to always tell people to think bigger in the long term, smaller in the short term. That's a big message of ours, and to play the long view. And, you know, regardless of how much we say, people's, but so-and-so did this in 30 days, in 60 days. What kind of wisdom do you have to somebody who's coming in a bit discouraged, and they're you know, oh, I thought this is a seven-figure mastermind, I was going to build a seven-figure business in 1 year, despite we saying it's a 3 to 4 year journey. People hear it and they want to believe what they want to believe, or we might have said that, we might have said something that made them believe that. So how do we reset people's expectations that come from disappointment in their results?
Oh, this one's uncomfortable, but I always have I like to call it like the birds and the bees, but I have the marketing conversation with people. So if it depends on what your marketing assets are. That's a fancy term for like, what do you bring to the party already? So if you have no following, no bliss, no presence, none of those things, it's going to be a longer journey. But if you come in here and you got 25,000 people following you, you got 2,000 people on your email list, you got some traction as an authority, it's going to be easier in the beginning. Right. That doesn't mean that a person with none of those things can't win the race. Because if we look at somebody like Eric Sierra, who had no marketing access, how would you say it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, assets.
And look at him now. He's making in 1 month what it would have taken him 5 years to make as a teacher. You look at Nicole Gomez. She had no marketing assets. Now she's making what a high-level, senior-level manager would be making for a Fortune 500 company in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have to go to school for 10 years to do it. Yeah. So
that's really good. Letting people know depends what you're bringing to the table, right? Yeah. That's a great, great thing. And I think fitness people should understand that. How's long is it going to take my pro card? If I just have to bring up my upper pecs, it might take a season. But if I got to bring up my upper pecs, my calves, my triceps, I got a big waist. So now I got to get extra lean to get my delts even bigger. Yeah, it might take a couple seasons. And just helping someone understand that, I think, is really important to embrace their own journey.
Well, I think the secret is, and I guess this could sum it up in one sentence, in my opinion. If you manage the level of expectations, you can eventually change their situation, but you got to manage those expectations up front.
Right.
You can't miss. It's hard to manage them once they're out the box. Well, you said, blah, blah, blah. Nope, too late. You got to manage those up front. And if you don't, that's where you generally run into problems. And that's for anything, whether it's a TV, whether it's radio, whether it's a car, whether it's whatever, anything you purchase that's costs a lot of money, you know, they have to manage their expectations or you're always going to be disgruntled with your products and services.
That's really good. Yeah, yeah. And so that comes down to communication. That comes down to creating anticipation. That comes down to reframing. A lot of repetition. I think that's super crucial because a lot of people will tap out early just because they believe something should have happened because it wasn't shared with them. Hey, you know what? Plateauing. I recently went through a bit of a funk after the big Nashville event. I was talking to my doctor and she said, oh, I could have predicted that. I said, what? She's, oh yeah, it happens to all my special forces guys after a big mission, after big speaking event for my business guys, you crash. And what we do is we have to plan for that and we got to mitigate the amount of dopamine that you dump during the event so you don't crash as hard. And she started sharing with me all this stuff. I'm like, holy crap, I thought it was because of something else. She's like, no, it's physiological. And now I have a better understanding of like what to expect. It's okay if you're feeling down after a big event. That's normal. All right. Otherwise, I'm thinking, shoot, what the heck happened? Maybe I can't, handle all this. Maybe we bit off more than we could chew. I'm like, no. And when you start to get an understanding of why things happen and rates of progress and when plateaus hit and, the point of business is to break things and to plateau because, breakthroughs on the other side, people start to, they start to see things differently. And that, 10 to 15% steady growth, from quarter to quarter is what we want. Not these big leaps and then dips. We want to get up, stabilize, right? And people start to have a more appreciation. So this is really good stuff. Anything else, Coach Corby, on the subject, how to handle a frustrated client?
Well, we could go on for hours, but it's a 10-minute podcast today. Yeah. So stay tuned and we'll unpack it some more later.
Hey guys, I hope this was helpful. This is the type of stuff we dig into at our mastermind events. We've got a big one coming up in Las Vegas. We got some killer speakers. We've got 4-time bodybuilding champion, Olympia champion, Jay Cutler coming, which is going to be amazing. The legend himself. We've got self-defense expert, Tim Larkin. We've got the go-to guy for going viral with reels, Ryan McGinn coming. He does all the stuff for Grant Cardone and Alex Ramosi and a lot of big names. He's the guy behind those crazy fonts and styles that get millions of views. And we're going to learn from him, plus a lot of other amazing speakers, including myself, Coach Corby, Big Frank, and many more you can learn about at the link in the description, which is sevenfiguremastermind.ca/Vegas. And we're doing something super cool for a limited time. You can pick your price. Instead of charging $1,900 for non-members to come and sit in and learn what we're teaching you to grow your business, you can tell us what you think this event is worth. And the reason we're doing this is because it's a recession. There's inflation and we want to reduce your level of uncertainty. We want to make this a no-brainer. We'd love for you to join us, test drive everything we got. And, we want to help you grow and impact more people. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, take advantage and book your flight, book your hotel. All that information is on the page after you sign up. And we are pumped to meet you in person at the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas, September 16th and 17th. It's coming soon. So take advantage and we'll talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got some value. And if you're ready to learn more about the world's premier fitness business community that gives you the systems, skills, and support to scale to your first $10,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 a month in as little as 1 year, then send me a message on Instagram at Vince Del Monte and message me success. I'll know what that means and I'll reach out to you and I'll see if I can help you.